American males.
Yes, 100%. They did their best wrestling at night. Oh, yeah.
Bring us some slappers, and we'll get them on hard cam.
Oh, yeah. I call this one Shaving Ryan's Privates.
Couple of rodeo cowboys.
And also, I love to throw a Boston Crab on somebody anytime I can.
You bring a heavy machine operator to... I'm in.
Yes, I am a model.
Thanks for stuffing that turkey so I can watch.
He was just showing his manliness, like just doing manly things, but it wasn't.
The fisherman, right? Call him the angler.
Plantation owner.
I like the guys with jobs.
Well, the pimp and the porn star need to be there.
And you could argue that cult leader is an occupation.
The boy band count as an occupation.
No, it is not a job. It's a crime.
It's not a job. It's a privilege. The Big Balboski.
Oh, no. No. No, absolutely not. And you're an asshole for bringing them up.
Couple of men of the clock.
I'll show you my ultimate five.
You gotta get those on the dark web.
What do you use it actually for?
I've got hose in different area code.
Gotta climb aboard the hoe train, don't we?
Tropical. I'm not playing this game with you, Kevin.
Putting out 9 movies a day.
Always a happy time. Tugboat. He's obviously not a boat, but he wears the sailor hat.
It's a dumb name for a dumb man.
Hey, he was a boat, right? He wasn't a man with a job.
We just made this so as a fiver.
Holy shit, they're doing it.
Oh, we're going to do this. It's going to be great.
Professional dancer, that's a damn good one.
I don't want Duke the Dumpster Girl to say.
I still think it's one of the greatest characters. Heel, face, doesn't matter. He deals in happiness. I am a lover.
We're going to shove it down their throats until they love it.
Gotta love the money shot.
In association with the Shining Wizards Network, Real Brain Wrestling Podcast presents Gorilla Brain Wrestling Podcast Special. It's been a while, guys. We're going to get back into a little special. And what do we got for everybody today? It is a career day special for all the listeners here. We're going to talk about our top wrestlers with occupations. Workers who are working men, if you will. What I'd like to do to kick this off, obviously, I got my main man, Tropic Gal, with me. Duke the Dumpster Bags is here. Duke put together a list, and I think there's going to be some questions about this list. He said he's got about 40 wrestlers with occupations. And to kick this off, we're just going to go right through them. We're going to go through those 40. We'll disqualify those that Duke thinks are occupational wrestlers, guys that have careers like, I don't know, the Blue Brothers. They're not. They're just mountain people. We'll disqualify some. We'll figure some out. We'll have a couple of laughs, and then from there we'll go right in to our We Just Made a List portion and get our top 5 workers that work. Everybody, I mean, does that sound good for everybody? Is it feeling good about this? It feels good to have everybody together.
Wow, man. Missed you guys over the summer.
Yeah, it's. I haven't seen Duke in so long. Like, he grew his hair out, apparently. Yeah, not really. Yeah. It's just, it's always been there. I'm just, Kevin.
I haven't had a proper haircut since Kevin got married 6.5 years ago.
So. Yeah.
Nice.
Boy, I can't believe it's been that long.
That's not what we're here for.
So, Duke, you said you had a list of 40, man. 40 guys with job, 40 workers that work. What do you, I mean, wherever you want to start, probably start at the top, but we'll get into this.
All right. I think most of these qualify, but we'll, you know, kind of poll you guys here to see, you know, some of them don't make the cut. But all right. First on the list, in no particular order here, we got 3 Count, the boy band.
Oh, boy. Does 3 Count count? That's the question. Does a boy band count as an occupation?
I think so.
I mean, I'm going to give him that one.
You're going to give him that
the
one.
The Blues
okay.
was a stretch, but 3 Count, they were a band.
Right. For anybody who doesn't know, because we've referenced that twice already, before we started recording, Duke tried to convince us that the Blues, Jacob, and Eli were occupational characters, which they're not. When I think about occupations, I think more like tradesmen, everyday guys. You went with recording artists. I guess recording artists, sure, that's a job. We can qualify 3 Count.
Big Boss Man, of course.
Absolutely, yes.
The Mountie. court.
Yeah, absolutely.
Irwin R. Scheister.
100%.
Yep.
The Godfather.
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. He's working for a living. Oh, yeah. He's the hardest working man there is. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This is extremely short-lived, but Regal's Man's Man came out with hard
No.
Head.
No.
No?
No.
He's a construction guy, man.
He's not necessarily
a
construction
guy.
The Men at Work would qualify, yes.
But Regal with the construction helmet doesn't?
All he was doing was wearing a construction helmet. He could have been doing work in his backyard, man.
He was a man's man, man.
He was a man's man, yeah. But, I mean, Al, help me out on this here.
I got to. He was just showing his manliness, like just doing manly things, but it wasn't a job.
Okay. I got you.
You could have went with Lord Stephen Regal. No, that's a job.
Being a lord isn't a job.
It's a privilege.
Yes.
This was another controversial one that Kevin and I talked about off air here. Tugboat. He's obviously not a boat, but he wears the sailor hat. The sailor in occupation?
I struggled with that one because...
You need a skill set.
Yeah, right? He wasn't billed to me as a sailor so much. He was just... That was the gimmick name that they gave him, unfortunately. So I kind of side with Kevin on that one as well. I hate having to side with him so much. This is
I'm right a lot, man. It's okay. He was a boat, right? He wasn't a man with a job.
Still don't know how dukes and duchesses work, though, do you?
No, man. I'm still working on car batteries, too, but we'll figure it out.
All right. Doink the Clown.
Yes.
Yes.
The Dean, Shane Dougler Douglas.
Yes, the franchisor, the Dean, absolutely.
This one is a little less, their occupation is in their name, but it's not really, the Bushwhackers.
I would say no.
I want to give you a pivot on there, Duke. Not
that's
the Bushwhackers.
That's where I was
going
with.
Herders. Before they were the Bushwhackers, they were the sheep herders. That 100%.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. All right, well. We got Double J, country music star.
Yeah, recording artist again. I got to give you that.
Roadie.
Yeah.
Honky Tonk Man?
Yeah, I mean, if you're qualifying keep recording artist. Wait, though. Is Honky Tonk Man, was he? Yeah, I suppose. I guitar, sing a song. Yeah, 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 that works.
Men on a Mission.
So you're just finding all the music guys is what you're doing.
Well, I'm just keeping with the trend here, man.
Okay.
We're gonna find the line, though, here pretty quick in this story.
Are they, though? Were they recording artists? Were they rappers? Or were they just talent that rapped?
I feel like it was more talent that rapped.
That's kind of where my mind is now.
Like, PN News was a rapper.
Right. Yes.
Yeah, PN. I got him written down, too, right next to John Cena. And the Kiss Demon.
The Kiss Demon? No, absolutely not.
Demon's not a job?
No, no. And I'm gonna go back to the original there, Men of a Mission. No, right, no.
John Cena, PN News, the rappers?
I think PN News, yes. John Cena, no.
I think he had a platinum record, man. It's real life.
He was a wrestler that rapped, but not a rapper that's a wrestler. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong here, Al.
I lean because he came in as what was his gimmick when he first came in on the scene? The Ruthless Aggression stuff.
I think he was
prototype
just a guy
or something
first.
Like that.
Well, yeah, I mean, he was just a regular guy.
Yeah.
He was the prototype way back, but it's just a regular guy showing
Skinner,
Ruthless Aggression.
Alligator Hunter.
I'm down. He's a poacher and a trapper. So, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Another kind of questionable one, Berserker.
No.
The Viking.
No.
Pillaging's a job, man.
No, it is not a job.
Loot.
It's a crime.
Yeah. It's not a job. It's a privilege. All right.
No, Berserker, 100% no. Al, help me.
Yeah, I'm out on the Berserker. Like, that's the...
Alright. Mexicools.
Because the fucking crew. Lawnmowers. You are something else. No, they didn't... They, no, absolutely not.
No?
No, they weren't the yard crew. They just drove lawnmowers to the ring, man.
Okay.
They weren't like a Mexicools lawn service.
How about the... Well, before they were the Beverly Brothers, which was a couple of Blue Blood characters, they were the Wrecking Crew.
Yes, 100%. It's on my list.
All right. The APA, Mercenaries / Bodyguards, Guns for Hire, Crime, yet Job,
Protection Agency. Security. I don't want to give you this one, but I pretty much have to because... That was their, like, they had an office, right? They like kind of qualified.
Use the door.
Right.
All right. Next up, American Males.
Yes, 100%.
What was their job?
Gigolos.
They never said that they were gigolos.
They didn't have to, Kevin.
Come on, man.
No, those are not. To. No, though, absolutely not. They were wrestlers. They were not. They were not gigolos. They never, no.
They did their best wrestling at night. Oh, yeah.
They never qualified them as gigolos or anything like that. That's your mind being what you want them to be, their tropical.
All right. I guess the verdict's out on that one.
Yeah, 2-1. Put them on the list, Duke.
On the list.
Oh, well, they're not making my list, but, you know, it's a job.
It's not a job. They never said that they were gigolos.
Don't be slut shaming the males.
You fucking pervs. No, they never, like, the American Males never came out and they're like, oh, here we go. Couple of dicks for hire, the American Males. They never said that.
Do I need to sing the lyrics to you? Is that what we need to hear?
Oh, you have the lyrics?
Please do.
I'll pull them up.
If they say in the lyrics, we have dicks for hire or these are gigolos, I will say yes. Count it.
American Males.
Yeah, see, dude, he's not finding any dicks for hire. Deep in your search engine there, Tropical.
So it's all the American Males. So when you see them coming, better run for cover. Girls, you don't need a weekend lover. American Males.
Nope.
They could have just said talk, you need a weekend lover, and that would have covered it.
Yeah. Yeah,
I didn't hear what you said.
Oh, instead of you don't need, you need a weekend lover. That would have covered it.
No, you're making connections there. Al, what do you got for the second verse?
Let's see. It's if they want to talk, and this is from some Reddit page, so I don't know. If they want to talk, you better not listen. You might wind up in critical condition, American Males.
No. No.
That's kind of dark, right?
Yeah, but it doesn't say, hey, hire us for our Jennies.
I think it's implied, man.
But their photos, like the outfits and everything, was saying, hire us for our Jennies.
Well, it was more like a Chip and Dale type thing, was it not?
Right, American Males, Chip and Dales. There's
it rhymes, right?
There.
Yeah. Right, but no, they never said that they were or anything like that. So you're making connections. Not an occupational character.
Repo Man.
100%.
Yeah. That's a favorite. He might turn up on my list. We'll see. Duke the Dumpster Drozy.
Yes.
My namesake. The Stalker, Barry Windham.
No.
Yeah, I'm going to have to pass on that one. Stalking's just a hobby.
It's another crime. You freak.
Sparky Plug.
Yeah, race car driver, I suppose, yeah.
Lots of new generation stuff here. Smoking Guns. Couple of rodeo cowboys. They went to college for it.
Yeah, I left them off my list because I wasn't sure. Like, I was expecting Kevin's reaction, to be honest with you, on the Smoking Guns.
Well, here's what I'm going to say. They tell us that they're rodeo cowboys. But in like their vignettes, they don't say that they're rodeo cowboys, right? They just say that they're cowboys, the smoking guns. Right? They're riding to the World Wrestling Federation. Pow, pow. And is it being a cowboy a job?
Yes, that is a job. Like, it's 100% a job.
From that standpoint, if you're saying that their job, like being a cowboy is a job, then yeah, smoking guns got to be qualified.
All right, keeping her going with the tag team division, the Body Donnas. Personal trainers.
Yeah. Yeah.
One of the more legendary gimmicks, Bruce the Barber Beefcake.
So I'm going to say no.
I will say yes to Brutus Beefcake.
He's a barber, man. They got their own pole and everything. It's an occupation.
No, but he wasn't a barber. Like, but they
the
slapped
beefcake.
The beefcake, yes.
Yeah, Brutus Beefcake is an American male. Yeah.
Right, yeah. He was a male stripper situation, but like he started using the shears, so he got the nickname the barber. He wasn't a barber who was a wrestler.
Or Rick the Model Martel.
100%.
Yeah.
I'm on board. 100%.
All right, we got the Pig Farmers, Henry O, and Phineas I. Godwin, along with Hillbilly Jim.
Yeah, I mean, if cowboys count, then Pig Farmers got to count.
Isaac Yankum, DDS.
Yeah.
Oh, how about this one? Papa Shango.
No.
Is a witch doctor an occupation?
I don't think so, man.
It's a privilege, is what
I think. I think it's one of those hobbies, right?
You could probably make a living off of it.
I don't know if you can.
Only on an episode of Scooby Doo,
right? Like, I don't think that, like, you could probably call a witch doctor, right, and be like, "Hey, I got this, whatever your issue is." But like, I would bet dollars to donuts that. That guy works shifts at the 7-Eleven when he's not being a witch doctor, right? That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, it's quite possible.
Yeah.
Well, there's a few more fringe guys left, but we're coming down to the home stretch here. El Matador. Chico Santana.
I'm good with that one. Yeah.
Yep.
How about this? Sergeant Slaughter.
Yeah.
Misfits in action.
Drill Sergeant. Oh, no, 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 absolutely not. And you're an asshole for bringing him up. No, Al, tell me.
What is your wheelhouse here, Al? What qualifies?
Like Sergeant Slaughter, yes. Misfits in action, I can't abide. Like that one's.
Thank you.
I just can't.
All right, we're going to move into the wide world of sports here. Mr. Hole in One.
Yes. He is Mr. Career Day, by the way.
Blacktop Bully, Repo Man. Yeah.
Yeah. And Blacktop Bully's a trucker, right?
That
makes sense.
Know. It would make sense, but I never got that was just his.
He had a gimmick. on his red shirt on the back of it, that big Blacktop Bully logo. Was it Blacktop Bully Trucking?
I cannot remember.
Okay. I could have swore he was a trucker, so I think Darso's, he is Mr. Career Day. He's the captain of Career Day as far as I'm concerned.
I mean, I'm good with Blacktop Bully if you guys are. I don't remember, but it's fuzzy memories on Blacktop Bully as it sits.
Yeah, he was a star of worldwide. He didn't get too many big spots. We got the Goon.
Yeah.
MVP?
No. The fuck MVP?
Isn't he an athlete?
Go ahead, Al. Go ahead.
The floor yes, he is. Yes, MVP. He is an athlete, but that's not, I guess, the job. Like, he prides himself at being good at everything. That's like Mr. Perfect a little bit.
All right. All right, just a couple left. We got TL Hopper.
Yeah.
And Reverend Slick / Devon. Couple of men of the cloth.
So the problem that I guess I would run into, like Reverend Devon, then you have the Deacon Batista. But then, God, what was his name? was the monk?
Friar Ferguson.
Friar Ferguson. Then he's going to fall on the list. Like anybody that's really been like a man of the top cloth type characters has to fall in. But is
Brother
that
Love?
Brother Love, yeah, he's there. So I mean, I'm okay with it. Like, I got no issues with adding it as an occupation. But that's where my mind was like, I wonder. Al, was there anything on Duke's list that was not mentioned?
I got one last but not least.
Okay, all right.
Paul Bearer, the Paul Bearer.
Yeah. Well, he's a mortician, not a Paul Bearer,
but he goes with the Undertaker, which is a profession,
right?
Yeah, that was my brainstorm. There's got to be something I missed.
I moved the headset part of the way. Did you get Val Venus on your list? Okay. Yes. I thought he wouldn't miss that one, but I wanted to make sure that we've. I had one on here, Fandango, professional dancer.
Professional dancer. That's a damn good one. That's good pull, Al.
Fantasio, that gimmick magician thing.
Yeah.
Abe Knuckleball Schwartz.
Oh, yeah, because he was, this whole gimmick was the baseball strike, right?
Yeah.
He was a scab, I think. Yeah.
My brother told me to add this one. He mentioned nails, but I'm like, that's a convict. That's
it's a convict. I guess he's a career criminal.
Big Josh.
Logger?
Lumberjack,
yep. Yeah.
Let's see. You mentioned the Wrecking Crew. That was Spirit Squad.
No. They're cheerleaders. That's not a job.
Do you see what professional cheerleaders make?
Professional cheerleaders, they always have it's a secondary job. Oh, but not I suppose a secondary job, it's a job.
Yeah.
All right. Well, suck me sideways. All right. I guess yes.
I had this one on there. He was a producer, just mainly for Duke, Goldust.
I'm going to go no on Goldust, man.
Okay. And then...
I didn't see anything he actually produced.
Yeah.
Right?
You got to get those on the dark web.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then the last one that my brother and I were discussing was Colonel Robert Parker, plantation owner.
Oh, shit.
That's a hell of a job there.
So I'm probably going to just say no.
Let's just not even encourage putting him on the list.
Jumping Jesus. Kind of falls in line with Slaughter, but Sergeant Craig the Bull Pittman.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Power Plant.
Who was the sawed-off guy that ended up being the leprechaun? Didn't he? He also had a military gimmick at one point, didn't he?
Buddy Lee.
Yeah, Sergeant Buddy Lee. Yeah, it's a sergeant. Is it the highest rank, Al?
No. Oh, Lord, no.
So that's low?
Enlisted men. So there's levels of sergeant.
Okay.
Enlisted men, like the highest would be like Command Sergeant Major, which is usually you're working for a general or at lowest level, a colonel, but usually some general, like you're on his staff.
Jeez, so what do I ever go sergeant?
I mean, it's just a broad one, and it's universally accepted across the the war fighters, like all the service people.
State Patrol?
Yeah. Yeah. Gordy Boggs. Pulling people over.
Gordy Boggs. A.K.A. the Law.
Oh, God. So I was gonna say, there it clicked. I'm trying to think what else. I feel like there's something that's being missed here.
Who is that guy, the fitness guy?
Simon Dean. I want to say Simon Dean, but he's not gonna make my list.
Wasn't it the Diamond System? Simon Diamond with Gemini. Feels right. golly, what was the... I'm trying to think if there's anything else that crossed my mind.
Bo Dallas? Motivational speaker?
Motivational speaker. That could fall in there, yeah. I could give you that.
Damien Mizdow, stuntman.
Again, not going to give you that one. Not going to give you that one.
The genius count?
No.
The poet?
I'd still say no.
The genius of wonder and renown?
What about Mark Barrow as a boxer? You're going to qualify rappers and music players. You probably qualify a hockey player. You qualify a boxer, right?
Yeah, I'll give it to you. Oh, yeah.
I can't really think of any other ones off the top of my head here. Oh. God, what was the team? The Colognes. They were still Matadors, weren't they?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that probably counts as well. If Tito counts, they count. They also had that gimmick when they sold timeshares. So that's a job.
You don't think it's a job? Sure.
You're right, yeah.
So I think we got about 50 here. Solid option.
Yeah. I think so. I'm just trying to, yeah, I can't think of anything else off the top of my head.
You guys want to do a top five or 10 or what are we doing here?
Oh, it's a five, man. We just made a list. It's always a fiver.
There's just so many of them, though, man.
There's a lot of fucking jobs, man. There's a lot of, you can do a lot of shit in this world.
All right. You guys got a, got a top five?
I got in the realm of a top five. It might be a little fluid here. Duke, you just went through an entire list of 40, man. I'm gonna pitch it to Al to give me his number five.
I'm making my notes here. Number five, just because he is Mr. Career Day. I will give it to the Repo Man, just because it was one of the worst gimmicks. But it's, and Barry Darso is such a sweet human being.
Yeah.
Meeting him, like, such a nice guy. Like, laughed, cut up about all this stuff. Like, he signed Repo Man things and like, did the laugh like, yeah, while we were there.
That's awesome. So. He's a nice guy. He's a Minnesota guy. Number
he's
five
also
on
military
your list.
Man. A Russian corporal or something, right? Khrushchev?
Yeah, he was in the Crusher Khrushchev.
Yeah.
He was there with the Koloffs.
Well, Jesus. Sorry, just kidding. I love the pick. I love the Repo Man. Duke, you got a number five yet?
Oh, man. I don't know how I'm going to pick five. You got a five? Can I defer?
Yeah, man, you can defer to me. I'm going to take my number five here, and it's a tough one to kind of go through. I always love this guy. I love this wrestler. I wish he was around longer. And if he wasn't strapped with this gimmick, I think he would have been around longer. But I'm going Duke the Dumpster Drosse. I loved his finisher, man. It was just a tilter world slam. But it looked cool. Like, it was impactful, right? When you got the trash compactor, what gets better than that? Nothing. Nothing gets better than that. Give me Duke the Dumpster Drosse as my number five.
Took my moniker from the guy. I think I'll go IRS with my five.
That's a pretty good
one. Man, nobody sweat like the IRS. Doesn't have to do with his job, but I love how he wrestled with a full tie and his glasses on, and his promos were always great, talking about, you know, the tax cheats.
Right.
Having to pay.
Good question.
What's that?
I'm sorry, Duke, I don't need to cut off your IRS talk. Would we qualify like Miss Hancock or what was her name? And what was Terry Reynolds at WCW?
Alexandra York and the York Foundation.
Yeah, or Miss York. Occupational?
I'm going to say no to keep Miss Hancock off this list.
All right.
Yeah.
You would.
It down.
You would. Golly, there's nothing wrong with little Hancock. Sorry, Duke, go ahead.
Take it easy, pal. Well,
I agree. But, yeah, IRS, you know, it's not the sexiest pick. It's no Miss Hancock, but far as an occupational guy, got it done at the briefcase.
He's still working, like, he's still showing up as IRS.
That was kind of his,
what was that, his longest run? Longest tenured, I guess, character, IRS?
He had Wall Street, which I think was just
a knockoff IRS.
No, he was a businessman. He was a stock trader, which also should be a profession.
Well, he was on the varsity club.
Oh, yeah.
She was Mike Rotunda on the varsity club.
Yeah. All right, Al, that brings you to your number four.
I'm going to give him some love because I've really grown to appreciate him more and more. Giving it to Rick Martel, the model. Yes, I am a model. Also, I want that elite figure.
Man, I like the pick. I don't know if you could see it here, but I just circled the model. Yeah, I loved it. That was a we kind of covered Martel's descent into being a heel on our last season, the year of, but that was a great hateable character. He had the arrogance spray. Big fan.
The match with Jake, and I know a lot of people say it's crap, but yeah, the acting level of them in those, the hooded mask, which they could clearly see, like his panic and him trying to drop moves onto just flat air, but there's a level there that is underappreciated.
Yeah.
And also, I love to throw a Boston crab on somebody anytime I can. Just Rick Martel's where I got this from. So,
and when Al says that, he's talking about the crabs he picked up while he was in Boston.
Keep those to yourself.
I'm okay. I'm always going to be okay with IRS, or not IRS, with the model there and IRS. I don't think there's many of these characters that, like, we look back on them and go, I don't have, like, even if they suck, you still have kind of fond memories. So that's the fun thing about these. This brings me to four. Four, I think I am going to have to slot in Mr. Career Day, the Repo Man. I think part of that, like, especially in this, the cool thing to me about him is that he is Mr. Career Day. Right. I can't think of anybody else that had just, I mean, obviously he wasn't just occupational characters, but had been strapped with occupational characters more than him. And I always got a kick out of his work. I enjoyed him. So yeah, four is going to be the Repo Man. Repo
Man. Repo, Repo, Repo Man. Well, that's my number four as well.
Oh, so suck me sideways.
Al's kind of been taking my picks here, but that's all right. Great minds think alike. Man, I remember back in the day getting it was one of those WWF super tapes from the vid store, and had some segments with the Repo Man just showing up at people's houses,
yes,
busting into their garage and taking their car.
Especially when he was at the end of those vignettes. I mean, we watched those videos together when he was like, what's mine is mine, and what's yours, well, that's mine too.
I'm pretty sure Repo Men don't dress up like that, but the character was just
no,
hilarious.
I mean, there's been plenty of reality TV shows based upon Repo Men, and they seem like they just wear like regular guy stuff, right? Just jeans, t-shirt.
It's like he's clearly trying to hide his identity.
Right.
Yeah. That's why he got ran over. They couldn't see him. He was in camouflage.
But, yeah, like you guys already mentioned, I mean, this guy had a number of gimmicks. That one was probably my favorite. That one stuck out the most.
I like it. Al, I think you're down to three now, man.
Number three, yeah. I'm going to go with... I got a figure of his up here on the new generation shelf, the Mountie, good old Jacques Rougeau. I hated him as a kid, but it's one of those going back, like you appreciate the character that they play Yeah. And that's kind of why he was making the list, because I was like, man, it's regardless how you feel about Mr. Rougeau, you know, I know some people have had great dealings, some people that have not had great dealings with him, but
some people got punched in the mouth.
Yeah. Some people got punched right in the face. but it's one of those. The Mountie was one that, man, you just, as a kid, like, you hated him because he was that heel that always, you know, could just get the better of somebody, cheat just enough to win, and then mm-hmm. act like he's the greatest, you know, then crawl out of the ring as quickly as he can with his tail tucked between his legs, you know, that kind of stuff. Just classic heel, like the cartoonish heel. That's why he gets on my list as number three.
Was the Mountie, and I don't, you kind of grew up in farm territory. Was the Mountie the first time you were ever exposed to a cattle prod?
No.
It was not. Okay.
No.
So I was going to say, I didn't grow up anywhere near, like, I was not on a farm or anything like that. The Mountie was my first exposure to a cattle prod.
You don't want any part of those.
In my mind, a cattle prod was like instant death. If you get hit with a cattle prod, it's over for good. Now, Al, you've actually been around cattle prods.
Yes.
Have you been hit?
Yes, I have dumb friends, all right?
You've been hit with a cattle prod, Mountie style?
It's not pleasant. Yeah, it's not pleasant. Not at the heart or anything, but like the hand? Yeah.
Okay.
It still hurts.
It sets you down, huh?
Yeah, oh, it. Like your hand, it feels weird. Like if you've ever been shocked, like really, really shocked. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've any of the like taser devices or anything like that. That's got the two barbs that has the electricity. No. You ever get hit one of those? It goes numb. Like it's like
okay
for a while. Like it hurts.
Now, follow up question then: cattle prod. What do you use it actually for?
To prod cattle.
Next to like question. Get it moving?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, follow up question to that. Why would a Mountie have one?
Riot control. And it was probably something that they had in the back that, hey, we can use this.
So it's not necessarily a policing device. It's more of a farming device. Or is it a multi-tool?
It could be used as a multi-tool. I mean, Canada, they do their own thing, so it could be something that was handy, and that'll get people moving.
Do we know if a cattle prod was standard issue for a Mountie?
It's essentially a taser, isn't it?
Yeah, just a stick. It's like a nightstick with a taser on the end.
I like cattle prods, man. It's a great prop.
Yeah, I was a big fan of the Mountie. Love to hate him.
No.
The Quebecers was essentially two Mounties, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
They won the tag titles a few times, and I mean, anyone who's listened to our shows know how much we love the Rougeaus. So
yes, all American boys. Man, that's love good. That was good. Number three was good. That was well done by you. My number three.
Got to climb aboard the Hoa train, don't we?
The reason Godfather number three for me is because out of all of the occupational gimmicks that we have qualified, I don't know that anybody was more over with the crowd than the pimp, the Godfather.
I wish you were on Instagram for this reason, Kevin. I've stumbled across like where they dub rap songs as the entrance music.
Mm-hmm.
And Godfather's was Area Codes by Ludacris. And
okay.
The lyrics of it are essentially, I've got hoes in different area codes.
Like, which makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, it was like perfect.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I think, it's a job. It can't be an easy job, right? Hustling around all those hussies.
Pimping ain't easy, man.
Right, yeah. Pimp ain't easy, man. They say it right there. So, yeah, it's got to be up there. And like I say, he's the only one that, like, nobody had the callback with the crowd like the Godfather. No other occupation connected with the audience like the Godfather, right?
And employed everybody, extras, like every city that they went to, they had extras that they employed.
Well, I believe
were legitimate
strippers, right?
Yeah.
Like that's because isn't Mr. Wright? He's a bit of a strip club owner himself, so I believe he just got his connections and said, he just said, hey, let me get some of your, send me some of your hussies, and I'll bring them on TV.
They're called slappers. All right.
Oh, yeah, slappers. Yeah, bring us some slappers, and we'll get them on hard cam. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I got to agree with you. There's a lot of characters from the Attitude Era who are over, but every time you hear the Ho Train, you know, the crowd went wild. And nothing wrong with the pick, man.
No. That's one that they couldn't keep, especially in that era of wrestling. They could not keep him heel. Like, the crowd would not let him be a heel.
He seemed legitimately sad when he had to be the good father.
Yeah. Well, he said before he didn't want to be that.
I was sad for him as well.
Man, Al, you got any big thoughts on the Godfather there?
Oh, yeah. I was saving it for a later pick.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
He's on my list.
Duke, you're up, man.
All right. Number three, is that where we're at?
We're at number three.
All right. I'm going to have to leave out a whole bunch of honorable mentions, but this guy kind of has to go on the list. The Big Boss Man. If you ever take a trip down to Cobb County, Georgia, you're going to have to watch out for the Big Boss Man.
Well, yeah. I don't hate... Okay, let me say this. I don't hate your pick, right? Don't hate your pick. For whatever reason, I much prefer the Mountie pick. And maybe that's because of the cattle prod. I don't know. It's a good pick, right? It's a good occupation. It makes sense for a wrestler, right? You got some training.
Yep.
He was a great, great heel, great face.
Heel boss great man.
Great performer, yeah.
Heel boss man was, my favorite. Kind of similar to the Bounty type of deal, abusing the power and whatnot. He had a couple separate reigns where he reinvented his character.
Well, you had the nightstick and the handcuffs that he was always breaking out, like to punish people, like being that dirty prison guard.
So. Right. Yeah, no, I like the pick, but it's funny. Like, in my mind, I was like, man, I think I like the Mountie more.
Well, he's Rougeau, man.
That makes sense. Yeah. Al, who are you thinking about the Boss Man?
I loved watching, like, going back now, he was at the first wrestling show. Like, he and Hulk Hogan wrestled at the first wrestling show I ever went to. Was there just, like, screaming my head off. Like, he was such a good heel. I think he lost some steam when they turned him face. I mean, that was one of the things that, and from what I understand, he was a super nice guy, easy to deal with on a lot of this stuff. But just that heel version of him, there was Slick and Akeem, like the Twin Towers there. That was quite the formidable tag team that was, you didn't have to put belts on them to make them dominant, to make them believable,
right?
Like, you, it was something that regardless, each time you're gonna have to overcome with them. So,
man, that's it's the more I think about the Boss Man, the more I like him. It just struck me different.
You just want a cattle prod is what it is, Kevin. That's all I kinda you really do. Want.
You think I could get, like, are they expensive pieces?
You need to do your shopping. They might have them at, like, a Rural King or something like that.
Rural King? What the fuck's a Rural King?
I'm guessing for a few a few hundred bucks you could get you one.
Yeah.
Could I get a fake cattle prod for intimidation purposes?
Probably be cheaper.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have to look that up.
Yeah.
Well, you guys got cattle prods every street corner down there, Al?
No.
Okay. It's just more common down there?
Yeah, people that have cattle, like sometimes especially having to herd a lot of cattle, that they might have one. That,
did the cattle prod replace the whip?
I know people that, yes, essentially, but I still know people that use the whip as well.
Like the Billy Club? Right?
The Billy Club.
The prod kind of doubles as a club, right?
I wouldn't use it necessarily because... if it broke, like, some of the circuitry, some of the wiring type stuff could cause it to come back and get you a little bit.
Oh, yeah, I don't want that to happen.
I'd be careful with that. It was more of a just, like, stick it to them and give them a little
zap.
Oh,
yeah? All right. Fill him with some energy, right? You're up to two, man.
Well, it's appropriate then that you're being yourself, because I'm going to go with this guy, the big Balboski. It's going to be my number two. It came with the towel and everything.
Hello, ladies.
Hello, ladies.
The bits, like with him and Ryan Shamrock. Yeah. Call this one Shaving Ryan's Privates. Like, that was the one that, when he was feuding with Shamrock, and then the stuff with Kai and Ty, and him like getting with the Kai and Ty. I can't remember the girl's name that was tied to Kai and Ty, but the I choppy choppy on your baby. Like, they were going to emasculate him.
That was, and his stuff was so great, and I love that he had lines. Like, every time you saw him, he had a different line. The one that has never left me is this like right here. It's Christmas, and this one over here is the new year. Why don't you come visit the big Balboski in between the holidays? Yeah, I love it. I love it, man. Number two, we got a porn star, the big Balboski. God, he had a lot of good names for his movies, too. I just don't remember. Yeah. God, that was fantastic.
That industry, it's all about the puns, and he was just crushing them.
Yes, absolutely. Man, so that brings me to my number two.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny that you say that, because I kind of did this on purpose. I was going three as the pimp and two as the porn star. The most underappreciated working man that you could possibly have out there is the male porn star. Nobody thanks the male porn star. Nobody says, hey, thank you for your services, Mr. Male Porn Star. Thanks for stuffing that turkey so I can watch. Nobody says that. Nobody says, thank you, Mr. Male Porn Star. And I say, hats off to you, my friend.
That's what I was going to say. I suppose you know what happens next. Yeah.
He fixes the cable.
Don't be ridiculous, Jeffrey.
The underappreciated man in all of entertainment. Yes, I'm going with Balboski as well. My number two, the porn star.
Gotta love the money shot.
Yeah. Do you think like it couldn't have fallen off like everybody's radar that his finishing move was the money? Like, right?
Yeah.
It couldn't have just fallen off everybody's radar. They released a shirt that looked like somebody jizzed all over it. All right. They released a jizz shirt. It couldn't like that doesn't go through all those processes through the entire company. Goes, you know what we should do? Release a shirt that says Velveena spelled in cum. Nobody said maybe not. No. They went, you know what? Valboski's getting a lot of traction right now.
It was that, I mean, you talk about pandering to the audience, though, because all of us in our teenage years that were glued to the TVs, not by Balboski, mind you, but, you know, glued to the TVs watching the Attitude Era, like he fit right in. Like, that was the.
Yeah. It was awesome, man. You went to school, you said, probably on a daily basis, hello, ladies.
I'm not going to lie. There was a guy that was a couple years older than us in high school. Like, he, in the bathroom locker room, like, he would walk down the hall in his towel, like, and we had to walk past the girls' locker room, and he would hit them with the hello, ladies. Man. Of course, he would use the hand towels as well, like the really short ones.
Oh, man. Duke, you're number two.
Man, I love the pimp and the porn star picks. Just for a little variety, I'm not including those in my top five, but I did want to get somebody in the music department. I think I got to go with Double J. Country music star.
Got a boy.
He still uses the guitar to this day. He's been riding out that gimmick for like 30 years. Of course, he was exposed as a lip syncer.
Allegedly.
No, a fraud.
No, he's not a fraud.
But
he's not a fraud.
I mean, we got the honky tonk man. He would have been an acceptable pick as well. a few other music characters, but I think the longevity and his, you know, I think everybody on my list is a hated heel. These jobs really seem to work well with the heels.
Yeah.
So, yeah, not bad. Kind of a wild card pick, but
that is kind of a wild card pick. I didn't expect to see that one, but you know, I know you're a music man, so I expected to see some music men in there. Al, you're man number one.
But we've discussed him a little bit already, but it was the Godfather. But he, that crowd, every time dude walks out, it's like just going crazy. And I mean, he was a fun character to watch wrestle. Like, he could move. I love how, you know, he would offer one of the ladies, and every once in a while they would take him up on it. Like, okay, rather than wrestle.
Yeah, so I would say probably seven nights out of seven, I would say. Yeah, probably let's not fight, right? I am a lover. Love it, man. Love the Godfather. Is there a spot, like, you go back and watch old Raws or old pay-per-views during that era, and there's very few people that when their music hits, like, everybody stands automatically, like, just instantly. When they turned him, do you think that there was any amount of regret from a company standpoint? Because, like, they weren't, like, you don't sell Godfather merch, right? They don't sell Godfather hats or anything. He wasn't a merch mover. So knowing that he's not a merch mover, but he's still one of your hottest, like, babyface acts, he's in the IC realm, and they turn him heel. And he's still not going to be a merch mover, but you're also not going to get that fan interaction participation. Like, do you think from a company standpoint, they thought him as a heel would be better? Like, you know what I mean? Like, do you have any thoughts on that side of things?
Yeah, I struggle with that. Watching some of the McMahon documentary, like, it was going to be his decision ultimately. And, you know, that was just, oh, we're going to do this and it's going to be great. And we're going to shove it down their throats until they love it. Right. And, you know, that kind of mentality. Oh, yeah. Cause the Godfather was, I mean, just as over as could be. I don't know if they thought, like, if he asked to be changed up, I wouldn't think so. You know, as we discussed about the Good Father, like,
right.
You know, I feel like he would have, you know, embraced the role, but, you know, a lot of times you throw it against the wall, see what sticks, and the Godfather would have stuck for years. I mean, he still can come out as the Godfather. Like, if wrestling's on today and you hear that line, you know, that little guitar riff, and then into the bass line. It's all it takes. Everybody's like getting excited.
It's time for everybody once again to come aboard the
train.
Man, love it. Love it. So my number one, there's no way I could not pick this as my number one, because I think it's a character that stands the test of time. It's an occupation. I've said it numerous times. One of the greatest creations that WWE has ever made, because to this day, you could walk down the aisle, much like the Godfather, like you were saying, Al, still going to get a reaction, and that is Doink.
Doink the Clown.
Doink the Clown, man. Number one for me. I still think it's one of the greatest characters. Heel, face, doesn't matter. They can sell Doink stuff. They still do sell Doink stuff. I got Doink stuff behind me, man. Figs, couple of them. Like, and people, it's still like a hot commodity. When the figs come out, people want the Doink figs. They're releasing the Bushwhackers as Doinks. Right, you laugh at that, Duke. Don't laugh. I just ordered myself some. All
that's
right? That's a real thing.
Man.
Yeah, they come with the Doink heads on them in the package. You have to swap to the Bushwhackers.
Wow. Yes. So incredible. I will take Doink, right? Number one for me, man.
Yeah, you had to take the head off to put this one on there for good old Butch.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, great pick. Like you're saying, works for face and heel, especially heel. as kind of the evil clown. Always entertaining. Didn't quite make my list because there's, you know, like 35 honorable mentions here. But
right. Man, I can't believe it didn't crack your top five.
A lot of stuff should have cracked the top five.
I can't believe it didn't crack Al's top five.
Pimp and the Porn Star.
Well, the Pimp and the Porn Star need to be there. That's an important one.
They'll be in the ultimate five, I'm sure.
I'll show you my ultimate five.
You got any doink thoughts, Al?
I mean, the gimmick behind it, you know, when they introduced Doink and that kind of terrifying clown, that was to a generation of wrestling fans that, you know, maybe were scarred by the movie It. And, you know, clowns are a little bit terrifying to some of them. You know?
Yeah, a bunch of pussies is what they are.
But the that kind of evil clown made it such a great heel. And the fact that he did, like, clown, you know, gimmick stuff, like different things that he would, you know, play the tricks on you, but also use it to cheat.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I love it. Love it. Duke, man, that's on you. Number one.
All right. Somebody who hasn't been mentioned, kind of obvious pick, The Undertaker. With Paul Bearer as a sidekick.
No, it's not a combo pack.
Well, you get Paul Bearer with The Undertaker. But, yeah, man. The character went through a number of transformations, but, I mean, even just going back to his original gimmick.
Oh.
You know, you get those promos with him, like, building the casket or, you know, burying somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And they got so much out of that character. You know, one of the great careers of all time.
Yes. I will say that I had a very hard time. Like, I was going to put Undertaker as number one, and he ended up not going on my list at all. And I think the majority is that because he kind of fell out of the career guy. You know what I mean? Like, he wasn't career guy Undertaker for the duration of his run. It would have been hard for him to be. But once he got past, like, boy, I'd probably say once we hit, like, 97, he wasn't, like, the Undertaker, the career man anymore. He was, like, the evil cult leader. Like, he was transitioning into that. So that's where, like, in my mind, I went, well, I can't completely justify the pick, because, I mean, it wasn't really a character change either. He was still the Undertaker. I mean, he changed character into the American Badass, the Undertaker, but it's still the Undertaker. So that was kind of my mode of thought on it. Don't get me wrong. I think it's a fantastic pick, but that's where my mind went to. It was like, okay, well, truly the Undertaker lasted about 6 years.
And he was still doing, you know, buried alive matches. And casting
yeah, of
matches.
Course. Of course. Yeah.
Yeah, I think he even did a body bag match or two. And you could argue that cult leader is an occupation.
Yeah, I suppose he probably could. Good point. Didn't think about that.
So there are so many worthy contenders here, but especially after hearing him miss both of your guys' lists, I had to plop him at number one.
I like it. What do you think, Elf?
Oh, it was definitely in high consideration. I went for fun at the end of the list, though, there with the Balboski and Godfather, because that's who doesn't love that, right?
Right.
Much more fun than that.
quick thing, Al. I know you probably got the list all tallied here.
Yeah.
But I want to ask you guys this. We have one guy that we've mentioned that works three different occupational gimmicks, and that is Mr. Darso as the Repo Man, as Mr. PGA, and the Blacktop Bully. Rank those 1 to 3.
Well, Repo would be my one. Like Al, I don't have too much of a frame of reference as far as how he incorporated the Blacktop Bully and, you know, like, his job into that gimmick. So I put him at number three, and number two would be the Golfer.
Yeah, really? Okay.
That'd be where I would be as well. Repo, PGA, and then the Bully.
he had the match on the 18-wheeler.
Well, he wasn't driving the thing.
No, but doesn't that incorporate King of the Road match, man?
Incorporates the truck, I suppose, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, weird. See, and I go, I think it's obviously Repo Man's the no-brainer number one for him, but I go Blacktop Bully second right away. Right away. Sometimes I think about Blacktop Bully before I think of Repo Man. I don't know why. Some type of weird connection with that character. I saw him wrestle live and in person.
As the Bully?
As the Bully. Indie show, Minnesota.
What was he wearing? Some
black jeans, the red shirt with the cutoff sleeves, big patch on the back of it. It said Blacktop Bully. Pretty sure it said Blacktop Bully Trucking. Yeah.
Oh. Right on.
So I just wanted to get a little thoughts on that, man. It's not common you get a guy like that that has occupational character after occupational character. He's Mr. Career Day.
Yeah, we had, well, Leslie didn't you know, crack anybody's list, and rightfully so, but I mean, loads of gimmicks with that guy and nothing really to write home about.
No. Not as many on the occupational spectrum, though.
Yeah, that's why we had an awards show called the Leslies, though.
Yes.
I don't think Booty Man's an occupation.
No, golly, no.
I don't know. Steve Val Venus. That's like Booty Man.
The Booty Man was nothing. That was not an occupation. There was nothing to him. It was a dumb name for a dumb man. Al, do you got the final tabulation, my man?
So we got to settle some ties to rank it 1 through 5. So there are 3 ranked with 5 points each. There are 2 with 8 points each.
Okay, well, let's work our way to number one.
Yeah. So the 3 with 5 points each, you got The Undertaker, Doink the Clown, and Repo Man.
Our number, a couple number ones, and
the one that's on everyone's list.
We got to give it to Repo Man. He's on everybody's list, right? That's how we'd have to do it.
Yeah. I already wrote him down as 3. Like I
okay. Gotcha.
Yep. So it's between Doink and Taker.
Hmm. You know where I stand.
Taker was my number one. That's kind of a coin flip there. What do you think, Al? You're the tiebreaker here.
I mean, on my list, Taker was higher than Doink, unfortunately. So
what?
That's where I would. Yeah. Suck. I mean, as far as a job, yeah.
But Doink was always a clown. He was always a clown, no matter what.
What's your point?
That is my fucking point. You piece of shit. Fucking roosted the shit out of you.
How is he making his money?
Doink. Who?
Doink.
He's a clown. You pay him for appearances and kids' birthday parties and all that kind of shit. He deals in happiness.
The last one, the tie at 8, would be for 1 and 2. And it's between The Godfather and The Big Valbowski. But since Duke didn't have them on his list, we turned the floor to him.
That's appropriate for even a tie, you know. They should have really been a force in the tag division.
Yeah. No, man, they would have never gotten shit done.
Yeah. Well, then he got stuff done. Yeah.
Putting out 9 movies a day.
Both are outstanding and over the top, but probably got to go Godfather here.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Just always a happy time. Oh, the Valbowski as well, but I'm a side God with Godfather.
Yeah, I was good either way that one turned out. Like that was that's great. So the list from 5 to 1 will be Doink the Clown at number 5, Undertaker at number 4. Repo Man, number 3. The Big Valbowski at number 2. And Godfather is number 1 of the Career Day. We just made a list.
Love it.
That's a good list.
That's a great list, man. That'd be a hell of a Survivor Series team, too.
Man, what an array of occupations. Yeah, a pimp and a porn star and an undertaker and a clown and a repo man. Gotta love professional wrestling.
It's fantastic, man. It's fantastic. Man, gotta love sitting around with you guys doing these specials. Always fun, always entertaining time for us. Gotta love getting together with you guys doing these Gorilla Brains wrestling specials, man. A career day special, man. It seems like we could have done, we could do a couple more of these career day specials down the line, because we could probably do our top 40, right? A killer top 40 career day. But this has been a lot of fun, man. It's been a while since we've been able to do this. Any closing thoughts from you guys?
I had mentioned this in a, I think it was our unpopular opinions episode, but I'd like to see a few more guys with jobs out there.
Yeah.
You know, you can't overdo it like they did in the 90s. Don't think it would work, but, you know, I like the guys with jobs. It works.
Yeah. Me too, man.
Yeah, it has to have some limitations there, but you could bring in more to make it sell to the people. Yeah, it'd be a good time.
You know, and I'll go one step further. I think if you bring one guy back with an occupation, like one guy that has a job, I bet the crowd loves him. And I don't even know if it's going to make it. If you make him, I think it'd be a hard time to make him a heel, right? If he shows up, and I don't even care what the job is. If he shows up occupational, I think people, the nostalgia fans like us, will go, holy shit, they're doing it, and gravitate to it and love it. And you will be cheered every fucking night he's out there, man. That's just my own, like I say, my own opinion. But I think there's a lot of guys like us watching there. And like Duke said, we got to bring a little bit of these career day guys back, or at least a guy that has a job. You bring a construction worker down to the ring right now, skyrockets to the top. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. You bring a heavy machine operator to, I'm in. Right? Don't even care what the job is, man. I mean,
so many people struggle with promos these days. Like, you could have writers writing puns and all this different stuff for this that just would get over.
Would be fun.
Because people would love a good promo, like an entertaining promo.
Right. It's not just another professional wrestler or the son of a professional wrestler, or, you know, this guy also does MMA, or this guy does flippy shit. Like, there's actually a character behind the character, and I think that'd be a lot of fun. A lot of fun. The fisherman, right? Call him the angler. Use the fisherman suplex for a finish. Like, give me some of that shit. I'm in on that.
Yeah, man. Give me a Skinner, you know.
Well, don't redo stuff, but I get what you're saying. Yeah. Man, yeah, if you had to be an occupational character, Al, what would you be?
I don't know. The fun ones have already been taken.
Right.
That one is tough.
Yeah.
That's because everybody would want to be the Godfather. That would be so much fun.
Of course.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you?
Dance out to the ring.
Right. You know, yeah. All this stuff. Yeah. Sit around and blazing fatties with a bunch of hussies. It's got to be tougher work than you think, though.
Yeah. It ain't easy, man.
Man. It ain't easy, man. Duke, do you have an occupational that you would be?
Maybe like a bricklayer or something.
A bricklayer. Okay.
Bring a brick out to the ring, right?
Okay.
That would hurt.
Maybe one of those little tools that looks like a spade.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what's that called?
A trowel?
Yeah. Bring a trowel to the ring, right?
I don't know. That just came to mind.
Really, yeah, no, it's not bad, man.
Roofer, right? Get your nail gun.
Yeah, off the top. Shoot him with a nail gun.
Yeah, don't shoot him with a, this is an AEW.
They could have a match, you know, throw the guy off the roof to win.
It'd have to be at an in-your-house.
That yeah. They're building your house?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, that's true.
No, just thoughts, man. We could talk about these occupational stuff forever. I really like it. Really like it. But for this, we'll put a pin in it, man. I want to thank everybody for hanging out with us for his career day special. To do another Gorilla Brain Wrestling podcast special for everybody. Until next time, I'm Handsome Kevin. Slide one in there.
two bags, pull it out of there.
Tropical. I'm not playing this game with you, Kevin.
That's like a homie one time.